Thank you very much, Peter. Now we have a mixed bag of news in our last news slot. Langley's Toy Shop donates toys for the Evening News charity, and a Norwich teenager is nominated as a National Citizen Leader. However, first, we cannot avoid the ongoing saga of road repairs. Whilst it seems works are being suspended over the period leading to Christmas, a further problem with recently completed work needs to be put right.
Walking into Langley's Toy Shop in the Royal Arcade is equivalent to entering a child's wonderland full of stuffed animals, shopkins, toy trucks and games. The store is now bringing that wonderland to a hospital this Christmas season. It's all part of Send a Smile with Santa, a campaign through the Evening News and Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to donate presents to patients. Shop manager Chris Goulding knows how much difference one kind gesture can make. Being in hospital at any time is not nice for children, he said, but especially at Christmas. I personally spent Christmas in there as a child, and I'm extremely grateful for all the hard work the staff does to try and make this time of year special. Langley's just loves to bring smiles to children's faces, and anything we can do to help that happen makes us happy, he said. Among the treasures the shop will donate are Shopkins jigsaws, Gone Fishing games, My Little Pony Equestria Girls and Jurassic World Airbrush Dino kits.
A teenager from Norwich has been selected from thousands of young people across the country to become one of more than 100 National Citizen Service leaders. Mel Bush, aged 17, was selected for the role following her determination and enthusiasm when developing a social action project within her local community as part of her country's flagship youth programme. Mel's community project involved bagpacking at her local Morrison's store. Within 3 hours, the bagpacking raised £300, which was donated to Break Children's Charity. Following her experience on the programme and a rigorous selection process, Mel was invited to take part in the annual Leaders Programme, which aims to help people to lead others to deliver positive change in their community.
Council bosses have been hit with yet another embarrassing problem with Norwich Roadworks, with part of a £150,000 scheme having to be redone because a mystery problem caused paving slabs to crack. After issues in Tombland, the Avenues, Hall Road and Cattle Market Street, the latest Transport for Norwich project where problems have arisen is Colgate. The road was shut at the junction with St George's Street in March for 9 weeks for a £150,000 project, which included putting in a raised table, curb realignment and footway widening. But some of the paving slabs which were put down have cracked, with council bosses and the contractor's tarmac unclear just what the cause is. Work to replace the damaged paving started on Monday, November the 7th, and was meant to be completed by Friday, but tarmac said adverse weather conditions meant it would not now finish on time.
The axe has edged nearer for lollipop men and women outside almost 40 schools around Norfolk. At Children's Services Committee meeting, councillors have agreed to launch public and staffing consultation over the future of the roles, although there was anger among some councillors about the proposal. Norfolk County Council voted in 2014 to cut funding for school crossing patrols by £150,000 a year for 2 years, and in March it was agreed only those patrols which met the national threshold would be kept. But there was a winter reprieve agreed in June when the suggested autumn implementation date was pushed back to April next year. However, after a monitoring exercise over the summer term and first half of the autumn, 38 patrols are under threat out of a total of 96. Criteria measured included the number of children crossing, the number and type of vehicles passing through the site, and what safety measures, such as speed bumps or zebra crossings, were in place.
Cossey Junior School has recently received some significant new support from a big backer with their Walk to School Month. House builder Taylor Wimpey has donated 650 high-visibility bands to the school to make children safer on their commute. The aim of Walk to School Month, which takes place each autumn, is to promote a healthier lifestyle for children and reduce the number of cars on the road. K Katie Lawson, principal at Cossey Infant and Junior School, said, "Children really do benefit from walking to school. Not only is the exercise healthy for them, but it also helps reduce the amount of traffic outside school, which is safer for them too. We're very grateful to Taylor Wimpey for this generous donation, which will help raise the profile of Walk to School Month amongst pupils and parents alike."
Two Norwich members of a weight loss group have celebrated their success when being crowned Miss Slinky and Mr. Sleek 2016. Janice Bold was voted as the Harford PM Slimming World Group's Miss Slinky after members of the group were wowed by her first 12.5-pound weight loss. Ronnie Meeks, who has lost 1 stone 6.5 pounds, has been named the group's Mr. Sleek 2016. Miss Bold, aged 61, who has dropped from a dress size 20 to a size 16, said, "I was already looking forward to this Christmas and wearing the outfits I've been dreaming of. Winning the title of Miss Slinky means I've been more able to celebrate, and I know this festive season will be even more special." Mr. Meeks, aged 68, added, "Being voted for by the other members of the group is really great because it's thanks to them and their support and our consultant, Sarah, that we've stayed committed to losing the weight that we have. As a man, joining a slimming group was a big decision and very nerve-wracking, but I can honestly say it's one of the best decisions I've ever made."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget that after we've signed off, you can hear the new edition of our quarterly Chatterround, so do stay listening. And you also have the monthly Norfolk magazine on the second stick, which we also hope you enjoy. When you've finished listening, pop the memory sticks in the wallet supplied and drop them in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over, of course. And please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were
Jane Evans
and Robin Quine. So now we'll say goodbye for this week and enjoy Chatterround.